You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Happy draft week, everybody. It is a Gym Class on a Monday, coming your way from the Eco Nutrition Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on this Monday afternoon here in eastern Iowa. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us. Isaac Elzinga on the other side of the glass, our producer. We got a great show coming up for you. Lot to digest as far as the weekend is concerned. We'll talk spring football, take a look back at what happened on Saturday. A big loss. Here in the city of Cedar Rapids. We will mention that. Records continuing to be set as far as the world of golf is concerned, and a whole lot more coming down the line here today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you, 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, also 319-366-1600. And coming your way on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM right here in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And also today, a different sound from the University of Iowa broadcast booth. We'll get into that. And your thoughts about who may succeed the great Ed Podolak. And we will do that coming up here in just a little bit. Mark joins me on a windy and sunny Monday in eastern Iowa. How you doing?
And Isaac and everyone out there, hopefully everybody's having a great start to the week.
Isaac, good weekend?
Yeah, it was got to watch a lot of basketball, so a lot of NBA basketball.
I would not have figured NBA basketball. I would have figured the wrestling, and I would have figured soccer.
I did have wrestling. There was some soccer. I was kind of busy in the mornings when soccer's going on usually, so not a ton of soccer. But I did watch wrestling. Spencer Lee, man, he looked it's good to see him healthy out there.
We will have more on that coming up in just a little bit. Did we lose Mark? Are you there, Mark?
I'm here.
Okay. There was a weird sound in the background.
It's Monday. It's all right.
The ghosts are still in the studio, the Eco Nutrition Studios here.
I guess.
Okay. We'll play nice with them. We'll play nice with them here today. By the way, hi to Chester he knows who I'm talking about from the weekend. We had a great time yesterday out there. A lot to get to in the program, Mark. 319-366-1600. Let's start things off here with let's start off with football, both on and off the field. Of course, it's draft week, and we'll have more about that coming up as we make our way to Thursday night. We have complete coverage from ESPN from Thursday through Saturday, round one on Thursday night, rounds two and three on Friday night. We've got NBA basketball for you tonight, starting at 6 o'clock with the pregame and 6:30 with the tip-off this evening in the NBA, as it will be game number two between Philadelphia and New York from the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. And again, we'll have it tonight for you right here on 1600 ESPN and all of our frequencies. But spring football is the name of the game on Friday night and Saturday, Mark. Whether it be Ames, Cedar Falls in the Dome, and by the way, if the Dome was a much better place to be on Friday night than I think Ames or Iowa City on Saturday, because it was cold. It was cold. Happened to be down in Iowa City on Saturday. And watched what happened with the spring practice as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. If you were down there and you want to weigh in what you saw, 319-366-1600. The first thing you got to remember, Mark, with even if there was a spring game for whomever, you can't you can't focus too much on the positive or focus too much on the negative. It is what it is in the spring, and especially when you're only going through a practice-type situation, you can't get too high, you can't get too low, that's for sure.
Well, it's only one practice among 15. This is the first time the public got to see the Hawkeyes, but both Iowa and Iowa State, I'm sure you and I as well, many starters sat out, either by choice or by injury. Neither Iowa nor Iowa State saw its number one quarterback. And it was just an opportunity for backups to display their wares. And in Iowa City, I mean, you were there, Scott. You could tell me different. But I think Kamari Moulton, the backup running back, had a good day. And guys like Devin Hilson showed out, I think, on defense, but clearly the need for a backup quarterback is necessary. I don't know if Mark Olenas surpassed Deacon Hill as the number two quarterback. Perhaps that's yet to be determined, but Iowa must have some insurance behind Cade McNamara. And at Iowa State, another running back, I had a great day. Dylan Lee, a true freshman from Arizona, had 80 yards rushing and a touchdown and earned praise from Matt Campbell. The defense was really solid. And its place kicker, Kyle Conradi, I think out of Dubuque, Scott.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 in very windy conditions. So that's my takeaways anyway.
When is it not windy in Ames? At Jack Trey Stadium. Yes, I agree with you in a lot of things from both Iowa State and from Iowa. As far as the Iowa situation is concerned, you can't take a whole lot out of it. David on the text line weighing in about Deacon Hill, and yeah, I will agree that was not the best practice that Deacon Hill ever had. I think he would say that. Kirk Ferentz would say that. Tim Lester would say that, and everybody would say that. Mark Olenas, I thought, was the better of the two quarterbacks, and it wasn't close on Saturday. Those were the two guys that got in. What everybody wanted to see in Iowa City was the formations. What was going to happen pre-snap? What was going to happen with Tim Lester's offense? At least 80 to 85% of it, which he has put in as of the moment. It is different. There is a lot more motion as far as the Hawks are concerned. A lot of the offense is going to be predicated off of late motion and that jet sweep, mostly 95% fake action. The stretch play with the late handoff deep to the running back, did not see that. That has turned into a pitch now. A lot of running behind people that go in motion, running behind an offense with most of the personnel on one side. There were a few cutbacks. Those were put in as well. But there's just going to be a lot more motion. I mean, there was not basically a play that Iowa ran in their 11-on-11 where there was not somebody going in motion, whether it be a couple of receivers, one going in motion, setting another one going in motion, a tight end, even running backs coming out. There's just going to be a different look as far as that Iowa offense is concerned. And it's it is still, you know, something in the making at this point. Other players that I thought did well for Iowa, you mentioned the backup running back. I thought he was, I thought he showed very well. There were a lot of players that did not play in all of the spring scrimmages over the weekend. Seth Anderson was not in there as far as the wide receiving core is concerned. Bowie, I thought, looked pretty decent. Caden Weegan, the senior from Williamsburg via Iowa Western Community College, he's going to get a lot of playing time this year, Mark. He looked very good. Cale Vanderbush made some very good catches. The young tight end out of Plainfield, Indiana, in the Indianapolis area. It was good to see Luke Lachey back out there. Hayden Large got some reps at the tight end spot for Iowa. Remember, he's moved to tight end, the 6'5", 250-pound player out of Dort who was a running back, a fullback last year. Max White got a lot of reps, the Cedar Rapids Kennedy product. I thought he looked good in that ball game. As far as the defense is concerned, I thought the defensive backfield had some very good moments. John Nestor, young kid out of Chicago, I thought had a very good game, as did Aiden Hall, defensive back. He's a redshirt freshman out of Harlan. He did a lot of nice things in that game for Iowa. So, you know, you're going to find these guys that pop up, their names that you have not heard a whole lot about, Mark, but this is the way you get playing time.
Yeah, there's great skill and great depth on the defensive side of the ball. It's the offense, I think, is the biggest concern going into fall camp and into the season. I mentioned what I believe is a really serious situation at quarterback. You know, best of all worlds is Cade McNamara plays the whole season and plays well, but you can't count on that. And as far as Tim Lester's offense, I think, you know, okay, he's got 80-85% of it installed. He will do more of that in the fall. But it's more now, I think, perfecting what the players have learned and getting maximum execution.
Very true, especially when you have a brand-new offense like that. The defense, for the most part, I think, ruled the day. Had a couple of interceptions, blocked a field goal and ran it back. Iowa has a brand new backup kicker now, as far as this team is concerned. And I'm trying to find the name. Trip Woody is the name. He is out of Waxhaw, North Carolina, a 5'9", 205-pound freshman. But Drew Stevens is the man. He's going to be the kicker for the foreseeable future as far as Iowa is concerned. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts, whether you are in Ames or Cedar Falls or Iowa City over the weekend, what did you think about the culmination of spring football? And not a lot of good things being said on the text line. listen, Deacon Hill, no, he did not show great on Saturday. I'm not going to put the kid down, though. It just it was a bad day. It was a bad day. But if you want to talk about the quarterbacks, Marco Lines, I thought, really showed well, especially with his feet, getting out of the pocket, because the first team off defensive line was coming in there, and they were missing a couple of players as well. But he showed the ability to get out of there. And I think that's something I was going to need in this new offense.
It would seem so. And I just think there needs to be a heart-to-heart with Deacon Hill. We saw what he did and mostly didn't do last season. And with the new offense, I don't know that he totally fits into that. He threw a couple interceptions on Saturday, I think, and others nearly resulted in the same. And he might be the nicest, greatest kid in the world, but there comes a time you got to understand, and the coaches have to understand, that this guy's not going to help you.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class, a Monday edition here on 1600 ESPN. And a lot of things to get to as far as the spring is concerned. And now it's now you turn things over to the strength and conditioning department for the next several months. Portal is certainly for everyone probably top at the list, I would say. And there are several names out there that emerged after spring. There are going to be more coming up. A lot of people saying that Iowa does need to get a backup quarterback. Cade McNamara was on the sideline. He was throwing. He was not suited up, certainly. And all he did was just throw flat-footed. And I think that made everybody pretty happy on a very, very cold day in Iowa City. 319, we're going to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit.
And plenty more to talk about over the weekend. And but the news this morning, Mark, dealing with Iowa football, was not on the field. It was from the broadcast booth, as a little bit of a shocker here this morning. But Gary Dolphin put it out, and then the University of Iowa put it out with Matt Weitzel. But the longtime color commentator for University of Iowa football, a former Hawkeye out of Atlantic, Iowa, and the Hall of Famer for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chiefs Ring of Honor, Ed Podolak, is going to be transitioning out of his current position as the color commentator for Iowa football. Still going to be on the broadcast. He's going to be on the pregame show doing a little commentary, maybe on the postgame a little bit as well, but he is not going to be calling the games. And he has been doing it, I was trying to figure out exact, 27 years, I think Dolph said. And he did it with Jim Zobel before that, on one of the networks, we'll just say, as far as Hawkeye Athletics is concerned. But probably been doing it for about four decades. And Eddie has put in a lot of time and a lot of mileage right there. And it's time, in his mind, to turn things over to a new voice to go along with Gary Dolphin. The question is, who will be said voice? 319-366-1600. Who do you think? Throw out some names, everyone. Who might jump up and get that spot? Hawkeye Sports Properties in the University of Iowa will be conducting the interviews. And dare I say, Mark, this has got to be a former, more than likely a former player for Iowa. I mean, I don't see any other way this can't be a former player. Even a former coach, I don't know. But it's got to be somebody with Iowa ties.
Well, that was Podolak. And he's been at this 42 years. So whether you like him or not, listen to him or not, excuse me, he's an institution. There's no two ways of putting it. He predates, as you outlined, the Learfield Network with Gary Dolphin, working with Zobel when Bob Brooks and Ron Gonder also had networks, and Gene Clausen in Iowa City. Before that, after he left the NFL and joined Iowa Radio, he was with NBC for a few years. So he had a lot of experience, and everybody has a story about Ed, I think. But to answer your question, I do agree that it should be a former player, or at least someone who can dissect plays and comment about the success or failure of certain plays, strategies, what have you. You know, Anthony Heron's been on a broadcast for the Big Ten Network and others. Tim Dwight's name is out there, Chuck Long. Although I think Chuck Long, you know, he's a coach in the UFL and has a pretty good job with the Iowa games. I don't know that Chuck would really fit. Marv Cook, I don't know that he would want to make that kind of commitment. But it'll be interesting to see who succeeds Podolak. It's difficult to follow a legend, I think.
It is. And there are several great suggestions. First guy I thought of was Chuck Long. First guy I thought of because of his background. He's been on the Big Ten Network. But I agree with you, Mark. Chuck may have a lot of oars in the water at this point. And I don't know if he could, you know, add another assignment like this. This is not easy. You got to go through plenty of prep work to get ready for these Saturdays. I don't know how Kirk Herbstreit does it, doing a program on a Thursday and turning around doing a college game on a Saturday. I don't know how he does it. Kudos to him. But Chuck was the first guy I thought of. Anthony Heron was the second guy I thought of because of his time with the Big Ten Network as well. Another name, former Hawkeye. I think he would do a good job.
Couple more out there on the text line, 319-366-1600. I did think of this name, 2373, saying Dallas Clark. Now, Dallas does not have experience doing this, but I think he would be good. He's got that personality. And Gary, and I don't want to speak for Gary Dolphin, but Gary's got to have input in this as well. It is so, you have to have rapport with whoever you are in the booth with. It is just the most important thing that you have to have. You have to have a good relationship with them. You have to know that they are going to say what they should say, et cetera, et cetera. I just think that that's got to be the first thing. We got a couple people, 1776 and 2549, saying Chad Greenway, which I don't think would be bad. I think that's just trying to get Chad's very good basketball-playing daughter here as well. 4061 throwing out the name Lou Montgomery, who's done some local television work as well. I think Lou would be terrific at doing that. 2270 says Paul Burmeister. I don't think that is going to be the case. I mean, Paul's been doing play-by-play for Notre Dame. I don't think he's giving that up. And he's doing the NBC Sports Network as well. I don't think Paul's giving that up to go do the Iowa color commentary in there. Dana Hughes is doing the color commentary for the Kansas City Chiefs, the three-time world champion Kansas City Chiefs, by the way. And I think he's perfectly happy working alongside Mitch Holthus down at Arrowhead Stadium. And that is a pretty much a full-time job as well, from late July through January or February, depending on how far you get. So I don't know about – I think Dana Hughes would do a great job. He does a great job with the Chiefs. I just don't know if you could do it back-to-back. And I don't think he would lead the Chiefs at this point.
Well, I think you're spot on. Gary Dolphin's going to have some input. And I don't know if it's like an AD having a list of candidates in the top right drawer in case the head coach leaves, but perhaps Gary has some people in mind. And, of course, it'll be Learfield's ultimate decision.
Yes.
But, I guess nobody really stands out, and, you know, that's the guy, hands down. I think there's a lot of good candidates out there, and it is an investment. I mean, you're talking about a lot of different roles, preparation, travel, whatnot. It is a commitment.
Being around the team, et cetera, et cetera. A couple of Marv Cooks in here. I tell you what, one name, I really like Dallas Clark. I think that's intriguing out there. Do you have one, Isaac?
No, I initially thought Chuck Long as well, just because quarterbacks, I think, do a very good job of explaining the the details of plays and like where things went wrong, like just breaking stuff down, I suppose. So I immediately thought of Chuck Long, but Dallas Clark, I think that would also be a fun addition there.
I think Dallas would be good. I don't know why this name popped into my head, but it just did. And maybe it's because his wife is the host at Carver Hawkeye Arena and Kinnick Stadium. But how about Vandenberg? Matt Vandenberg. I think he could do a good job. Former Hawkeye. We'll see. You got Marvin McNutt. Well, he just took the head coaching job at Keokuk, 33-49, so he will not be able to do so. Aaron Campman is also coaching football, I do believe, on Friday nights. 71-48 says Nate Kading. Nate's got a lot of business oars in the water right now, though, around Iowa City and Coralville and the surrounding area. I don't know if Nate would have the time to do it, but I know Nate would do a good job. I know Nate would do a very good job. Let's just say this, Mark. There are a lot of good candidates in the pool right now if they choose
to go after this assignment?
If it is a former player, I can't think of a former Hawkeye coach per se that would, slip into that role. Reese Morgan, I doubt that Reese would entertain that particular situation, and it put a former coach in an awfully precarious position to maybe criticize or whatever people he worked alongside with or his colleagues. And no, it's not going to be Brian Ferentz to two or three texters, the last person that I think would end up in the booth. But Brian might do a good job. It's just too soon.
Yeah, it is. There are a lot of former Hawkeyes that are being mentioned here that are high school football coaches. And as you know, Mark, that's not going to work either, because you just can't have that turnaround. So if you're a high school football coach, assistant or a head coach, I think you're immediately out as far as the conversation is concerned. And there are a few Tim Dwights here, and you and I have both talked to Tim over the years. Tim's a great guy. I just don't know if Tim's personality is going to fit into the broadcast booth, because Tim likes to talk, and, which is good, but you have to do so in 10 to 15 second increments. Tim doesn't do 10 to 15 second increments.
That's not been my experience, that's for sure. Or it has been my experience and yours. He might be very good at it, but he does like to talk and whatnot. And mentioning Austin Blythe on the text line, he's also involved in high school coaching. So there is that hurdle to overcome for some of those guys.
Very, very true. 319-366-1600. Maybe we'll get to some more of these names. Keep them coming on the text line. But we got to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And they are across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday, and online at emilshideaway.com.
Major League Baseball, only one afternoon game. The Oakland Athletics have blanked the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium 2-0. Among the games tonight, a gigantic matchup between the White Sox and the Twins. They combined are 10-31.
You say that tongue-in-cheek.
Of course I do. Congratulations to Spencer Lee. He is the, as Isaac mentioned, the Olympic World Trials champion, defeating Thomas Gilman 2-0. Lee must now go to Turkey May 11th and 12th, placed in the top three of that Olympic qualifier to qualify the United States for the Paris Olympics. On the women's side, Iowa's Clarissa Chung has been named USA Wrestling Women's Coach of the Year. In the NFL, Zach Wilson, former number two overall draft pick, is going from the Jets to the Broncos. Draft picks involved. And in the transfer portal, Mason Gillis is going from Purdue to Duke. And E.J. Hawkins of Minnesota is entering the portal. He averaged 9 points and 7.5 assists last year.
Thanks, Mark, and we'll take a break, come back, and have more of a Monday edition of the Gym Class for you right after this here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And clouds will continue to take over the skies through the afternoon and into this evening. It'll stay breezy as well. And then tonight, we will just drop down into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, we'll start with some clouds around, perhaps a stray shower. And then as we get into the afternoon, the sun comes back out and temperatures will climb into the mid-60s. We are going to have some cooler air that moves in tomorrow night. And there's a potential for frost as we head into Wednesday morning. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother lives in leggings, hauls kids around in the SUV, and serves quick, healthy meals on family-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but her teen and stalker jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to Hertine & Stocker and choose beautiful colored stone jewelry, spectacular diamond earrings, radiant pearls, or some other gift that Mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Scott Unash for your neighborhood quick star. And want to let you know with the weather getting much, much better. We're, I think, pretty much over the 40-degree temperatures. We hope anyway, fingers crossed. But it's a great time to pick up some Nature's Touch ice cream. 1 gallon pails, vanilla or chocolate. They are on sale right now. $4.99 for 1 gallon pails. Please limit two. And they are fresh from the Quick Trip Dairy in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Perfect for just a snack, a dessert, or some family get-togethers. And also want to let you know about some of the great hot savings going on right now at your neighborhood Quick Star, and that includes Quickery cookies, 4 counts for $1.99, 12 count for $4.99, as well as delicious pothole pizza, assorted varieties. They are $7.99. Please limit two, and kitchen craving string cheese, 2 for $6. All that and more are available at your neighborhood Quick Star.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league. But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Just in time for grilling season, 1600 ESPN is giving you the chance to fill your freezer full of meat with our Meet and Greet contest. Today's winning code word is BEEF. B-E-E-F, BEEF. Enter it now at kgymradio.com for a chance to win $500 in meat. Plus, you'll also be entered for a chance at $5,000 as part of a national giveaway. Again, enter the word BEEF at kgymradio.com right now for a chance to win.
You've been hacked. Your thoughts race. What did they get? What do they want? What does this mean for my customers? My business? Stop. Call NCS. They will have a local engineer on site at your business within 24 hours to help. If you get hacked, call NCS at 319-247-7223. Save it to your contacts, 319-247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Back with you at 3:37 on a Monday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. Want to let you know that coming up in the near future, in fact, I believe a week from this Saturday, it'll be the annual Z102.9 prom. It's Saturday, May 4th at 8 o'clock at the Doubletree by Hilton in downtown Cedar Rapids. Prom tickets are on sale now. You can save $5 when you buy them before the event. It's a 21 or and older event, by the way. You can buy them at Theater Cedar Rapids at the box office or Hertine & Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City during regular business hours. More details are available on the website, KZIA.com, and the Z102.9 app. 319-366-1600. We've been talking about who may take over for Eddie Podolak in the booth. Also, Mark, we need to pay homage to friend of ours, has been on the show many times, certainly one of the faces, I think, of Cedar Rapids that we lost over the weekend. Very, very sad news when you let me know, but the great Bill Quinby passing away on Saturday at the age of 92. As people know, Bill, associated with many, many organizations here in town. Also, of course, former National Football League referee to Super Bowl. Many stories about that. But I think even more, Mark, is the fact, the legacy of what Bill Quinby leaves here in Cedar Rapids. It's an endless list of things that he had his thumbprint on.
Yeah, and it's a large legacy, Scott. And I was pleased to know him in several different ways. Got to write a piece about his experience at the 1985 Super Bowl, and he often would stop in the Gazette and just chat and whatnot. And in his retirement, he'd give me a call every now and then and talk about maybe one of the old stories I wrote or whatever. And just a kind, humble, generous guy, as you outline. Daniels Park's baseball field named for him. He used to love to go out and mow and putt around out there. And he had his fingers in so many things, and he became beloved at Co. And Scott, my mom worked at Co for 40 years, and she tells the story of every time Bill would stop by her desk, he would say, "Hello, Mrs. Dukes." And mom would always call him Bill and said, "Bill, call me Dorothy, will you?" And Bill never said a word and always called her Mrs. Dukes. And that was just one example of the kind of guy he was.
No doubt. And I grew up near Daniels Park on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. And that park was always, and, you know, until he passed on Saturday, just near and dear to his heart. Was a terrific athlete back in the day at Old Franklin High School, now Franklin Middle School, of course. Went to play baseball, played a little football before an injury at the University of Iowa, got into officiating. Just so many things that Bill had his hand on, including help with the new Veterans Memorial Stadium, putting that together, shifting from the old ballpark to the new ballpark. His greatest love, though, Mark, as you know, is Special Olympics. I mean, Bill was always associated with the Special Olympics of Eastern Iowa. Whether it would be there in a volunteer capacity, whether he put things together as far as Special Olympians are concerned, that certainly was first and foremost in his heart. But he was also big as far as Camp Courageous. The Cedar Rapids Sports Club back in the day, which was, I got in on the end of that. Mark, you were a big part of the Cedar Rapids Sports Club, and Bill was a big part of that.
And there's probably so many things that, you know, aren't at the top of the list when you recite his accomplishments. And I'd recommend a piece written by Michael Loss at the Gazette a year ago that was really maybe the definitive piece on Bill Quinby. But he and his wife were so generous with their time, volunteered in so many ways. The Special Olympics, you're quite right. That was near and dear to his heart. But as were a lot of things in his life, and wish him and his, you know, we wish his family the best, and just a treasure, Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, going to be missed, and a very, very well-written article by our friend J.R. Ogden at the front page of the Gazette today, if you want to pick that up. And take a look at just some of the things that he accomplished throughout his 92 years, Bill Quinby did. And, I don't think there are enough words to really describe Bill, to be honest with you. And over the weekend, I'm sure he caught up with a lot of people up above. And Bob Brooks and he are having a good conversation, I would imagine, right now about how things have progressed.
Over a cocktail, and Baron Bremner's in that conversation. And yeah, I guess if you didn't know or weren't aware of Bill Quinby, that's unfortunately your loss.
319-366-1600. Here on the Gym Class, here on 1600 ESPN, as well as 102.3 FM at Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. And you mentioned as well on the Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update that we had at the bottom of the hour, the wrestling with Spencer Lee beating Thomas Gilman. Beat him 2 matches to none. It was best 2 out of 3 right there. And Isaac, you said you did
you did take those in, those matches. And the first one was pretty dominating, I know.
Yes, was. Sorry, let me
answer
the phone.
Okay, let's get the phone, and then we'll bring you on right here. But, yeah, the first one was a pretty dominating performance. Second one, not quite as much, but still a couple wins. But he is not – that does not put him, as Mark said, into the Olympics as of yet. Still has to go overseas and get in the top three of a tournament in Turkey.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing right now is he just looks healthy. His legs look good. His knees look good. They look – his flexibility is very good in certain positions there, which helped him sort of finish off takedowns and score a couple points. And then obviously had the pin in the second match right at the end there.
Right at the end.
And you say, yeah, he just, I don't know, he's looking healthy. He's looking like Spencer Lee. He's wrestling to his ability. And so he certainly can qualify for the Olympics and go pretty far in the Olympics as long as he's going the way he's going right now. He just looks good. He looks healthy, and it's really good to see him wrestling with healthy legs.
And Mark, I don't think it's lost upon anyone that I think that it was even more sweet that it was Spencer Lee beating Thomas Gilman, who, as we know, former Hawkeye, former member of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, but is now out at Penn State, a member of that wrestling club and that wrestling organization. So I don't think that was lost on Spencer, and I don't think it was lost on a lot of people over the weekend on Saturday.
No, there very well could be some bitterness in the Iowa camp and among fans. But Spencer Lee did say, you know, this was my training partner, a competitor of mine for quite a few years, and he respected that.
Yeah, and took the high road. Took the high road as far as that is concerned. So good job by Spencer Lee right there. 319-366-1600. Do want to get to this as well, Mark, because this is pretty unprecedented stuff right now in the sports world. We are talking about the world of golf. And we'll talk more about this coming up on Wednesday on Caddy Smack with Brian Haas. We will be talking golf on the Wednesday edition of the program coming up later on this week. But what is going on right now in the PGA and the LPGA Tour is pretty mind-boggling between Nelly Korda as well as Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler, the world number one. I think Nelly has now taken over on the women's side, the number one status out there as well. But Nelly Korda won her fifth straight tournament yesterday, winning a major, winning the Chevron. The former Dinah Shore used to be in Mission Hills. Now it's in Texas. But Nelly Korda won that, her fifth consecutive win on the LPGA Tour. Scottie Scheffler won his fourth out of the last five on the PGA Tour, first in 39 years to win back-to-back the Masters and the Heritage at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, at Harbortown. And these two right now, I don't know. I know golf is not first and foremost, as far as the viewing habits and listening habits of the sports public out there, but I think you got to give a big tip of the cap to what is going on right now with these two athletes.
No question about it. Long gone are the days when Byron Nelson won 11 straight tournaments. That was back in the 40s. The competition is so much keener now. It's rare to win back-to-back tournaments, let alone five in a row like Korda has, and four out of five as Scheffler has. By the way, that tournament wrapped up this morning at the RBC Heritage, but Scheffler had a healthy lead and maintained it. In these five tournaments, Scheffler has made a little more than $16 million. And his caddy, probably at least 1.6 in that time. Man, what a good gig. But it's different. You know, if Tiger Woods would have done this, and he did, people would be gaga. But Scheffler is so, you know, contrarily unassuming, is going to have his first child in the next week or two, presumably. He's all about that. They're going to take some time off. He just plods around, makes terrific shot after terrific shot. And when he putts, clear the decks, he's going to win.
And we've said that. We've said that for the last couple months. If he ever learned to putt it, because that was his Achilles heel. And he is now, he changed putters. He changed putting coaches. He allowed some input to be brought into the world's number one player. And voila, he's winning everything now. And he's not only winning by a small margin, he had a four-shot lead going to 18 today. Hit it way right. Ended up with a bogey. His only bogey, I believe, of the tournament. He did have a double earlier on in the week, but the only bogey that he suffered in the tournament, at least today anyway, I'd have to double check on that. But at any rate, Scotty Scheffler knew he had to improve that part of his game, and he did go out and improve that part of the game. This is stuff that Tiger didn't even do. 4 out of 5. They showed a graphic yesterday, Mark, that he is the second quickest to 10 wins, doing it in 57 events to get to 10 wins. This is a great bar bet. You know who has the quickest timeline from 0 to 10 wins in PGA history, Mark?
It'd be a total guess.
Who would that be? Do you want to fashion a guess or not?
Jordan Spieth.
No. David Duval.
Yeah.
Took 33 events for David Duval to win 10. Remember, David Duval was going to be the guy to play along with Tiger. Never materialized. He had a very good run of 2 or 3 years and then just kind of fell off after that. But it took Tiger 59 events. This is Tiger stuff that we are witnessing right now. And it's just really interesting that we don't get the viewership for this. It's a head-scratcher in my case, because this is appointment television right now, especially if you're a golfer, to watch what he is doing and to watch what Nelly Korda is doing, to be honest with you. Because winning 5 in a row instead of 4 out of 5 is even better. And she's going to play this week again and try to win her 6th straight. She's the first one to do it since the great Nancy Lopez did it. And that's been almost 5 decades ago, the LPGA Hall of Famer. Heady stuff right now in the world.
It is. It is. Korda is actually withdrawn from this week's tournament, citing exhaustion, and who can blame her? But it is heady stuff, and I don't – you know, it's big stuff for us golf fans and other golf fans out there. It doesn't transcend the sport, and I understand that. Scheffler's never going to have the charisma that Tiger Woods had or still has. It's just the way it is. You know, if I'm not a NASCAR fan, I'm not going to watch NASCAR. I'm not going to watch MMA if I'm not an MMA fan, even though there might be compelling personalities.
Are you going to watch soccer?
We do every 4 years, right?
Sorry, Isaac.
I appreciate that every 4 years.
I did that for you, Isaac.
I appreciate every 4 years. That's all I ask. Every 4 years, and when it's in the United States, especially.
Kyle says she's tired of winning. Well, she's going to get a chance to win again. Going to get a chance to win again here. She took the leap into the pond, though, that apparently has alligators in it. I'm not sure I would have done that, Mark. I obviously no alligators around when Nelly and her entourage leaped in yesterday. That's the tradition after you win Poppy's Pond at Dinah Shore at Mission Hills, and now they do it on the pond at 18 at that place at the Champions in Texas. So it looked a little murky. Let's just say that. 319-366-1600. Speaking of NASCAR, and I've said it a million times, please do something different before somebody gets seriously hurt at Talladega. Eric Jones, I believe, is still hospitalized. He took a scary crash yesterday. Not the big one at the end, which was sheer Talladega/Daytona nonsense, but
That was a Dale Earnhardt-esque hit, and I lost my breath for a moment watching that. And he did hurt his back. Hopefully he's going to be okay. But, man, that was absolutely scary. And, again, I still think it's better to have these cars without restrictor plates and not racing in a 40-car bunch at 185 miles per hour trying to shift lanes and block people. I need somebody to explain how that is so much better than regular racing. But that's just me.
That's kind of come to be expected at Talladega and Daytona. It seems to happen all the time. And, you know, these cars are built terrific. And from the safety standpoint, you know, again, I think it's just come to be expected in the last 3, 4, 5, 10 laps.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break, come back, wrap things up for you on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us, more to come right after this.
Remember the complaints you used to get from your family about snoring? You haven't heard those in a while, have you? And how about the way you wake up feeling refreshed in the morning instead of worn out? There's no question your CPAP or BiPAP machine treats your sleep apnea and makes a big difference in your life. So keep your CPAP or BiPAP performing well. Come to CarePro Home Medical's free walk-in CPAP BiPAP clinic Thursday, April 25th at either the Cedar Rapids or Coralville location between 3 and 5 p.m. Just bring your machine along and CarePro's respiratory therapist will check the pressure settings, tubing, filters, mask, headgear, and humidifiers. They'll see if any of the pieces need adjustment or replacement and replace your disposable filter. They want to make sure you keep getting top-notch treatment for your sleep apnea. You probably already know the friendly people at CarePro go above and beyond. But if you haven't met with them yet, come to the CPAP BiPAP Clinic April 25th and see just how great they are. Connect with the people and answers you need at CarePro. CarePROHealthServices.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 424-2424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 424-24. That's AREA to 424-24.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back with you to wrap things up here in the Gym Class. Spencer on Sports coming your way next, and he will be on from 4 until 6. We will then have NBA playoff basketball for you coming up at that time. Philadelphia and the New York Knicks. Couple of texts, 3170 agreeing with me. Get rid of the restrictor plates. I agree. They are dangerous. Everything's dangerous there. Racing is dangerous. I mean, we've said that many, many times. And you were watching on Saturday. I did not get a chance to see it, Mark, but Joey Gase had a very good run going.
He did for different circumstances. There were some early crashes, and on the last lap, running third, pushing for the lead, and got hit from behind and ended up in 18th. But an excellent run for the Cedar Rapidian.
Yeah, good to see Joey out there. Good to see him out there and racing at Talladega. Tomorrow, Cal Elder will join us. We'll talk Major League Baseball on Tuesday. Wednesday, it'll be Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We'll talk some golf with you at that time. We'll take a look at Nelly Korda and Scottie Scheffler and their streaks and look back at the Masters and your golf questions answered. We'll do that coming up on Wednesday with Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. And as I mentioned, Philadelphia and the Knicks coming up tonight for you. That is game two of that Eastern Conference first rounder from Madison Square Garden. Again, that gets underway at 6 o'clock. Spencer on Sports next from 4 until 6. And looking forward to that. Have yourselves a great night. Mark, we'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk then.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on.